You are now listening to the Claim It Podcast with me, your host, Trisha Huffman, also known as your Joyologist. My hope is that by listening to this podcast, whether it's a solo reflection episode like today's, or a conversation with someone who inspires and intrigues me, is that you feel a little bit less alone on this wild and windy journey of being human. I hope that you give yourself a shit ton more compassion and that you accept yourself and own who the fuck you are, because life is short and it's also long, and you can start over, make a change at any time. I'm 42 and I am like not at all afraid of my age, and I never have been. Like, I was talking to a friend this weekend saying, like, you know, I know I'm going to write more books and I have more ideas in me and like all the things that I love doing that I want to do much bigger, like this podcast and having these conversations with people, writing books, speaking. Those are my top three right now that like I am putting out into the universe. That was me sprinkling it out into the universe. That like that's what I really like want to be doing. And those are the things I would love to be like making money off of. That's what I choose to show up for every day, that is supporting and empowering others and is paying me. And I also like, I don't know when those things are going to take off for me, right? I'm going to keep on showing up for them, but I don't know when they're going to be like, and here you go. Da, 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 da. We've bought your next three books. You're on this, you know, your podcast is in the top 50 and you can get the biggest sponsors in the world. You're speaking on the biggest stages or whatever, right? So I love doing those things and I will continue doing them. No matter how much they're paying me. But when that would be amazing if all the bills were coming from those things. Anyway, so I was saying, I'm going to keep doing those things. I love those things. And I also am like, who knows? Like, you know, that I might, you know, maybe a book that I write hits it big when I'm 55. Maybe I end up being on those stages that really make an impact, but also pay me enough to like pay my year's worth of bills when I'm 52. Who knows? Like that, I don't know when those things are gonna happen, but they're gonna happen. And it's like, yeah, so it's okay. I don't know if that makes sense. So like saying like, there's plenty of time. I also have dreams of like, oh, I would love to open like a little general store, like shop of things I love in my town. I've just called it, I love it. And there's like gifts to give to kids when you forget to buy your kids a birthday present. And then there's my favorite snacks. And then there's, you know, cool, inspiring stuff. Like I could start, you know, sell my own products there, or products similar, like that are supportive, and mantras and whatever, just lots of things. Anyway, there's lots of things that I think, oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's what I'll do. Like, and I'm 42 and I enjoy what I'm doing and I'm still like, oh yeah, maybe 10 years from now I want to do this. So, hey, wherever you are in your life, there's still time. I know we hear so much more about like the 30 under 30 lists and all of that, but there are a lot of real life stories of people who like, you know, they wrote their first book when they were in their 50s, or they became a millionaire off of an idea they had in their 60s or whatever the things are. Anyway, life is short, life is long. Some things I wanted to touch in with you here today about, one, I just wanted to bring awareness to the fact that as humans, we often are going through highs and lows at the same time, and that we never know what somebody else is going through. I have found myself this week, like when I'm driving my kids to camp, just noticing people who are out taking walks, taking their dogs for walks, waiting for the bus, whatever, and thinking, I wonder what they're going through right now. I wonder if life is good and they're happy, if they were excited to get out the door this morning, or if something's weighing on them. When people, you know, the kids look tired when they're checking their kids into camp. The kids, I don't know, they're probably kids in their early 20s. My kids are going to a theater camp this week. Like, are they tired because they're like partying, or are they tired because, you know, maybe something really stressful is happening in their life outside of this? So just like really having that curiosity and compassion, because in my own life, but also in almost every single person that I know right now, like they have a lot of good happening, like amazing, and also a lot of pain, physical pain, and also like things are really hard and also really amazing. And it's just for so many people right now, right? That's life. That is the like being human. That's what all that I have always shared has touched on, is this idea of you can have it all. Have your biggest dreams come true. Be living, you know, your biggest, boldest life. And you're human living on this earth, where there are real life challenges outside of you and in your mind and how it's wired to work. And so that's why I'm always just like, whew, giving tools, giving insights, sharing other people's stories, and then reminding you that life is short. So please stop making it harder on yourself than it needs to be. And do any little thing that brings you joy, that nurtures you every single freaking day. That's life. There's always going to be ups and downs and highs and lows, and sometimes they might be happening at the same time. Next integrated thought is this is the 2-year anniversary of me living in this amazing town that I love. And I'm not going to share the whole story. I think I shared the episode that summer. I'll find links to it about like, holy shit, I can't believe I made this happen, because it was such a big, bold shift move, making it happen with my kids, being able to move here. And it's, I'm so happy. I'm so freaking happy to live where I live. It has made such a difference in my life for me to live here. I've always moved around a lot. Well, not growing up, but as an adult, I moved like every year. If I have, you know, I barely ever even had a year lease, and then I was on tour most of the time, and then I would move around. Like, so I love change in that, and I am affected apparently by where I live. So when I have lived places for long times, it's like, okay, I love where I live. And it's interesting. Like, this is the first time that I even, I really love where I live, and I rent, but I'm like, oh, if I could buy this place, I would buy this place. And sure, I might like remodel some of the things, but like, I love the neighborhood. I love the community. I love our yard. I love, you know, the things, and it's not perfect. But I love it. And just being able to, having a walking neighborhood and be able to walk to coffee and walk to restaurants, and we walk to the library and walk to the park and stuff. I love walking. And living in a walkable neighborhood has done so much for me. And has done so much for me, so that even in these very challenging times, like being where I live has added so much to my life on a daily basis. Of like just getting outside and walking outside, the community, all the things. Anyway, but myself remembering the fact of how I committed to, I fell in love with this town. I am going to move there. It went from, I would love to live there someday, to I want to live there, to I am living there. We are going to live there by the time kindergarten starts for my oldest daughter, and just committing to it wholeheartedly. And it was not easy on any level, but but it kind of was because I was just committed to it. So even all the no's, all the hardships, all the this, all the things that happened for me to get this place, it wasn't easy, but it was like magical at the same time. And so like just remembering like, how did I even make that happen? Gives me so much hope. And so I don't know where you are in your life right now and what you're struggling with, but I just want to remind you of hope. And I want to remind you of possibilities. And I want you to think outside the box and think like, is there anything you're like, oh, I hope someday I can do that. I hope someday I could live there. I hope someday I could blah, 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 blah. Think of those things that you think, I hope, the some days. And then see, are you ready to just fucking step the fuck in and say, I am doing this and commit to it so deeply that there's no way it's not going to happen. Even if it takes a lot longer than you want it to. Because that too, we wanted to move by kindergarten. I was like, even if we still don't have a place to live, because it was really hard to, there was barely any rentals. And then there'd be like 30 people applying for them as soon as they were listed and all of this stuff. So I was still like, either way, you're going to start kindergarten there and we'll figure it out. Like, I'll stay in a hotel. I'll do whatever. I was just locked in. So where in your life are you like, maybe one day? Where can you say now? Why the fuck not? Let me commit to it. And again, you have to let go of the timing and the how, you know, and even like the exact where, but like show up. Like, what do you want? Let yourself have that want and show up for it. One thing that I am adding into my regular summer routine is Sprout Living's Color Fuel Hydration. If you don't already know, staying hydrated is so important, especially during these hot summer days. Proper hydration helps regulate body temperature, keeps joints lubricated. Wow, I didn't know that, which is important for working out. It helps deliver nutrients to the cells and keeps organs functioning properly. It also improves sleep quality, cognition, mood, and honestly, so much more. I feel like I get dehydrated easily, and so that's why I love that I can just add a little scoop of their hydration color fuel into my water. I do this when I'm exercising. I do this when I wake up and I've had a little bit of alcohol the night before. And I do this when I just feel really hot. It's a blend of electrolytes and trace minerals, and they aid in boosting hydration. It replenishes the body to recover from tough workouts or nights out. It provides superior hydration with a base of coconut water plus Himalayan sea salt, acerola, and natural electrolytes. Just plain water can also just be boring and tedious to drink. And so adding just a scoop of this, it also just tastes good. It's flavored with real pomegranate, lemon, baobab, and heirloom red banana. And it gives a refreshing, slightly sweet, lemony drink mix. It's packed with superfoods and adaptogens that support all day hydration and provide other nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium. So all you do is just put a scoop in your water, shake it up or stir it up. You could even add it to like a mocktail. It's really refreshing, and everything from Sprout Living is ultra clean. It's not just the BS. There's no gums, thickeners, sugar alcohols, or natural flavorings. So they also have an immunity blend, which helps whenever I'm feeling sick, and a beauty blend, which I believe is collagen-based. Go check it out. SproutLiving.com. Use code CLAIMIT20 for 20% off your order. You've probably seen me also talk about their protein blends, which are amazing. My breakfast for the last couple weeks has been like a non-dairy yogurt with a scoop of either their vanilla or chocolate protein powder stirred in, and then I add in some fruit, and it is so good. Their protein powders are so good, and they are filled with not just 20 grams of plant-based protein, but nootropics, adaptogens, so many good things. And the way that they put these blends together, it's just like, It's next level. So please check out Sprout Living, get their Color Fuel hydration, and go get like a sampler pack of their protein powders. They sell sampler packs because they're so freaking good. Sproutliving.com. Use code CLAIMIT20 for 20% off your order. The last thing I want to touch on today, trying to make this shorter because I can realize I can get real rambling in these solo episodes. And by the way, I recorded one before this that was 25 minutes long and I still hadn't gotten to like, I don't even know what. So you're welcome that I didn't publish that one. So the last thing, I had this thought, I think it was just last night and I don't know where it came from. But it was this idea that, of course, journaling practices are amazing. Love them. Let it vent out into the page. You can also like journal about, I learned this from Danica Breisha. I don't know if it's a her thing or if she picked it up from somebody else, but like writing a dear future self letter or sort of like writing as if you're in your future. So you would write as in present tense, as if it's, so thinking of something that you want to be doing or where you want to be living or whatever. So like you imagine yourself like, oh, I just woke up in the mountains of my beautiful home and, and made myself coffee and now I'm going to do this. Like you would write your present tense as if it's your dream future self. And like that helps you sort of, again, lock into what is it that I want and put that impression on yourself. So that's a cool practice. Gala Darling has something, I don't know what she calls it, like a miracle morning, magic morning, something. And so what she does is like right when she wakes up, she does the voice memo on her phone. And I didn't look this up ahead of time. So she does a voice memo on her phone. And I think it's sort of the same thing, like looking into like, what's the things that you want, that you're calling in, that you wish you were happening. And then like acting as if they're already saying it. Like, so, and I think she might even, I don't know if this is an element I've added, cause I've had people do things like this in my course group courses before. So I don't know if this is a Gala thing or something that I had people add in, but would say like what you're grateful for. So what you're grateful for that already is in your life. So you're on a voice memo, especially if you're someone who's like, oh, I don't like to journal. I can't journal. Talk it out. And I think talking things out is really powerful too. So you'd be like, I'm so grateful for this bed and, clean water. And I'm grateful for the meeting that I have today or whatever. So the things that you actually have, but then also talk about, I'm so grateful that I have a closet full of clothes that I'm excited to wear that all fit me. I'm so grateful that, I can afford to take my family to Italy this month and donate to blah, blah, blah. I'm so grateful for, so then you're saying you're so grateful for things that you don't have, but like things that you wish you had or you wish that you were doing it. So you're putting it in like that same thing. It's the future, that your dream future, but acting as if it's already happening and then also being grateful for those things that you want. Does that make sense? So again, I don't know if that's how Gala does it, but I just love anyway the idea that she sort of, instead of like a journaling practice, does it as a voice note practice. And it is sort of looking into your dream future as if it already is. So it might be saying, you can try on either being grateful for the things or also just talking about your dream life as if it's already happening. And then also like your real life in this excited tone as a way to start your day. So those are some great practices. But the idea that I had, I think it was just last night, was like, I'm going to act like I'm looking into like a crystal ball. So I'm looking into a crystal ball in my future, I see. And so this felt really playful and fun for me. So I'm like, oh, in the crystal ball, I see. Like as if you went to a psychic or, you ended up in some magical land and somebody was like, come here, I can look in the crystal ball and see what's coming for you. So like, look into your own crystal ball and what do you see? So it's like, I'm looking into my crystal ball and I see myself standing on stages, speaking to thousands of people. I see myself at book signings in this crystal ball. I see myself with a wardrobe of clothes that I love. And it's just a regular size closet. I don't want a ton of stuff, but just that everything is feels very much, yes, I love this. So I look in this crystal ball and I see myself relaxing on the coast of Italy. I see myself in this crystal ball. So it's the same sort of idea, daydreaming, playfully looking into the future, playfully letting yourself think about what you do want, and how you want to feel, and then acting as if. But for some reason, last night, just seeing that visual of like, oh, I'm looking into a crystal ball, I can see it, felt just like a new, exciting, playful energy for me. Like, that's fun. So as I was falling asleep, I was acting as if I was like looking into a crystal ball. And what do I see in the crystal ball that's showing me my future? So I'd love for you to try that on, you know, what do you see in your crystal ball? And it doesn't have to be, you know, anything that's a huge change even from your current life. But just like allowing yourself to be playful. I was saying this in my workshop last week for my From the Heart community on Substack. You can join. It's only $12 a month. And you get special posts and audio drops and guided affirmations and journal prompts. And then we also have a workshop once a month that I used to like not... I am a very realistic person. And so I didn't usually like let myself like dream too far out of my current circumstances. I mean, I was a big dreamer, obviously. Like, how did I make being a live sound engineer happen? Or I made this affirmation deck happen, you know, almost a decade ago, or like, right. I've done lots of things. So it wasn't as if I didn't believe in myself or dream, but it was just to a certain scale sort of thing. And ever since I've let myself be more playful in envisioning bigger and bolder, and also like letting myself like get into the details of things a little bit more, it actually starts to show me more of like what it is that I want, what I'm missing. And so it's not about even that full picture. It's not like, oh, so I'm only going to be happy when I see that exact vision, but it shows me what's inside that I'm not seeing. Like, oh yeah, I really do have an urge to speak on stages, even though I'm so scared, right? Or, oh yeah, I really keep going to Italy in my mind. So what could I do to get that? Like, let's have more beach days locally even. Let's do this. Okay. Do I, by the way, is my passport even... up to date? Good question. It could even be like, I'm going to enter to win trips. I'm going to reach out to travel places to see, oh, can we have a brand partnership? Which I'm not like an influencer or anything like that. But again, like when you allow yourself to dream and see things, then it starts to give you ideas of what you really are craving and what you do want so that you can have it in some way. So you can listen to those inner sparks and start to nurture them and then believe in them. And like I said, even just start to access them in the smallest way. So play with that. Look in your crystal ball. And if that one's not fitting for you, try out the like voice note thing, gratitude in the morning for what you have, what's happening, and what you do want. Or maybe it's writing the Dear Future Self journaling. But just a nudge to get playful in allowing yourself to think about what is possible for you. And again, life is short and life is long. You could start completely over right now. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or, oh, but I built this career or this and blah, 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 blah. What matters is if you are feeling alive in your life And if you are following your joy, that's what matters. And obviously, yeah, I know we need like money to pay our bills. So you can also do this and this at the same time, right? You can start to pursue something while you're making money here, or you could find a job that pays the bills, that takes less energy from you. So you could also look into this thing that is calling your attention to. And also, you don't have to make money from the things that you bring you joy. So maybe it's keeping the job and career that you have. And also, like, you know what? I've always wanted to sing, or I've always wanted to knit or sew or try this. So whatever those things that you're wanting to do, it doesn't have to be a career or something you make money off of. It could be some curiosity of a hobby. You want to try rock climbing. You want to learn how to ski. You're never too old. So let yourself dream and look into that magical crystal ball and see what you see in there. And it might change from day to day too. You never know. I think the more that we allow ourselves to playfully imagine, then the more shows up for us. And last note, my shakeup has started today, the day the episode comes out. But you can still join because you can go through it day by day with how it's being dropped or in your own timing. It's 21 days of audio drops that come right like this did into your podcast feed, but it's a private podcast feed. So you can only access it if you're signed up for the course for the shakeup journey. And so for every day for 21 days, a new little audio drop, they're like 7 to 22 minutes. They're not me going on tangents. They're very direct and impactful. And each one leaves you with like thinking point, action item, let's look at this thing, to accept yourself and accept all of life. Because self-acceptance is a huge key part of it, and accepting that you're human, accepting your human thoughts, accepting the fact that you have shame and regrets and all of that, and instead of feeling burdened by it, but just seeing, oh, okay, let's look at this. What is this here? It's also accepting other people for who they are, accepting life and the circumstances that come with being alive on this planet, so that you again can stop making your life harder than it needs to be. So 21 audio drops that are having you look at these different things to shake you up to deep acceptance and living your freaking life in the now. And there's also 3 live workshops. You can make the workshops or not. The workshops are going to be bringing that content that are in the audio drops into the live calls to help you go deeper. There will be replays as well. And then there's going to be an ebook that has transcripts of every one of those audio lessons, plus like journal prompts, action items, and different things, like everything pooled together that happened. So you can join at any time. There are payment plans. I'm so excited for it. So go to yourjoyologist.com/shakeup. All right. What's in that crystal ball?